The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefit cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefit cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefit cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefit cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefit cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefit cut anymore.
The people's flag is deepest red, it's shrouded off the mass of dead. And ere the limbs grew stiff and cold, their heart's blood died in every fold, then raised the scarlet standard high, beneath its folds we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here.
The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore.
It waved above the rampant night when all ahead seemed dark as night. It witnessed many its Eden vow, we mustn't change its colour now. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its folds we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. It well recalls the triumphs past, it gives the hope of peace at last. The banner bright, the symbol plain of human rights and human gain. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its folds we'll live or die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here.
The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore.
It suits the day, the meek and base, his mind's a fixed on health and place. To cringe beneath the rich man's frown and haul that sacred emblem down. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its folds we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here. With heads uncovered, swear we all to bear it on board till we fall. Come dungeons dark or gallows grim, this song should be our parting hymn. Raise the scarlet standard high, beneath its folds we'll live and die. Though cowards flinch and traitors sneer, we'll keep the red flag flying here.
or flats and we do some jail. We don't like school in a week we go once. Don't like the police cause they kick and they punch. God bless what the stress and the stress comes at once. But remember boy you're a superstar.
Can't take it.
Can't break it, can't take who you are.
We'll be right back.
channel your ability into the right direction. You're good enough and rich enough, you'd be a politician. On the other hand, if you're too thick, they'll tell you that you're lazy. They'll put you down and wind you up until it drives you crazy. Sexism, teacher to class, from school to work remains the same. Are you white and middle class?
You bet. go wrong. Let's off to Northern Ireland. When you practice what they preach, you shoot to keep yourself alive, and you kill to keep the peace. And then it won't be so much fun as you hear the women crying, crying before the guns begin then. And you didn't know what they were saying. But when the children call you bastard, it won't make you think again. When you cannot tell the difference between animals and men.
Your mind will rule your heart. You'll conform to every social. Mama was queen of the Mambo, Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in a jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. But I'm a king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the Mambo, Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby. Me when I come.
Well, I know what the score is, all right. It's 10-0 for the Loving Room Floor. Yeah, can you believe it? This is the 10th edition of everyone's favourite, well, at least my favourite punk rock show. Yeah, can you believe it? I'm your host, DJ VIP, VIP DJ Gazler Rock. And I would be the first one to admit that last week I was a bit of a disgrace. Yeah, can you believe it? Let's just say a
party too hardy.
Yeah, can you believe it? Well, I'm back now. I spent a whole weekend getting my zen back together up on the top of a mountain in Sligo. Oh, baby, I'm ready to
get up, 24 stand up, 24 stand up.
going to rain. Tomorrow's gonna be the same. And it'll probably always be that way. Probably never change. Mr. Porter, won't you take me to excess? Won't you take down my particulars? Take down my address? Did you tune into it last night? And did you see it once again? And did you wish and pray to the Lord? Did you know? Couplings, no grinding squeal on brakes, just a hiss of poison gases through the ventilator intakes. I've got Jesus on the main line, we're 45 on the spur, stage managing disasters under test conditions. Did you tune into it last night? Did you see it once again? Did you wince and pray to the Lord? Did you know it's probably going to rain today? Deep throat South Atlantic, sonar will not reach, radar will not penetrate, I'm like a whale upon the beach. When 30 seconds later, the movie's reached its end, you're probably feeling stupid now, probably lost a friend. Did you tune into it last night? Did you see it once again? And if you went and prayed to the Lord, did you know it's probably going to rain today? It's probably going to rain. It's probably going to rain today. It's probably going to rain today. And it's probably going to rain.
Right, well, here I am, 23 years after I first started performing as Attila the Stockbroker, and about 2 years since my last visit to Belfast. And I'm going to start off with a poem that I wrote for my 20th anniversary gig. It's called My Poetic License, because a poetic license is not some sort of artistic form. You get it stamped when you've done hundreds and thousands of punk rock gigs. Yo, I'm the MC of Ranting Rebel Poetry. I know my history and my identity. I'm independent, a red cottage industry, DIY from here to eternity. Now let me tell you what's been going on. I take inspiration from centuries long gone. Oral tradition of sedition, that's my position. No court jester with a tame disposition. Poetic license, 20 years I've had one. And they don't come easy, they're not handed out for fun. You have to earn it, work and sweat and move. Not get stuck in a dead poet bore groove. I earn mine in dirty scummy punk clubs, art centres, rock gigs, festivals and dodgy pubs. And yes, once or twice I've had to fight, but when a fascist hits a poet, the poet's doing something right. So listen up, this MC's here to stay, world 20 years ago and still fired up today. I love words, and I've got this message for you. Poetry's not boring, though some poets bore you. And I have to say that some poets bore me. They're about as fun as a week on the lavatory, dull and pretentious, playing the art game. Real problem is to give the rest of us a bad name, but I'm in the forward line, down there in the scrum. Tedious whining poets, up your bum. Now some of the critics think my stuff's no good, but I earn my living at it, those jerks never good. Yes, as you see, I'm a little bit bolshy too, but that's just one of the ways I want to get through. Sometimes it's cerebral, dry, esoteric wit. Sometimes it's loud and wild and hard and rude as shit. I love words, and I love them in the red and raw. I like to use them in ways they've not been used before. I want you to laugh and want you to think as well. Bollocks to TV. This is live as hell. Oral tradition, the real origins of poetry. Attila the Stockbroker, Ranting Rebel MC, Dean of the Social Surrealist University. Welcome to my wild poetic journey. Thank you. And as we stand on the edge of the precipice, change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations, for United States. They're coming soon over your border. One world nightmare, new world order. Yes, they talk of Jesus Christ, self-righteous brothers all. And every television screen is at their beck and call. So here's a public service broadcast. He who lives obeys. And the moral of this story is just what the dollar says. There's no debate, there's just G8 and a global mafia superstate. Policed by thugs, awash with drugs and kept in place by Murdoch's mugs. And Sheriff USA is there to turn you into fries. Yes, you can bank on a Yank in a tank, because he who argues dies. Change the names and fudge the dates for United Nations, which United States. They're coming soon over your border. One world nightmare, new world order. If you try to play the game, you're sure to get it wrong, because the new world order makes the rules up as it goes along. One minute you're its bosom pal and general factotum. The next it's high technology is aimed straight at your head. Said sell you arms, said bomb your flat, then sell you arms, then bomb your flat, then sell you arms, then bomb your flat, then sell you more arms. Fancy that? You want to join another gang? Hey look, your country just went bang. Change the names and fudge the dates for United Nations with United States. Fundamentalists were their friends. Are they still? Well, that depends. Al-Qaeda? Now they'll bleed you. You'll end up just like roast pork. They paid you to murder kids in commie countries, not New York. Hey, Assad, you made them mad. Lockerbie bomb was really bad. But now they want you on their side, so they'll forget the ones who died. Hey, Saddam, time for Bam Bam. They backed you against Iran, but Saudi oil is looking dodgy. So they're going to waste you, podgy. Change the names and fudge the dates for United Nations with United States. They're coming soon over the border. One world nightmare. New world order. Hail humanitarian NATO. That's not a bomb. It's a potato. Just behave or dig your grave. They've got some refugees to save. It's pick and choose. Some win, some lose. Yes, they're in Kosovo, but Palestine, Timor, Rwanda, sorry man, no go. Listen, it's not that they don't care, but there aren't points to score down there. The message is to Moscow, large, shut up and put up, they're in charge. And they don't want to lose contacts for banking loans and arms contracts for every psychopath they bomb. There are two more they buy stuff from and sell stuff to, and arm and train and arm again and arm again, said arm again, said Armageddon, said arm again, said Armageddon, said evil thugs, said trusted friends, said evil thug, said trusted friends. Change the names and fudge the dates for United Nations with United States. For NATO, read the Pentagon. They rule the world. The Reds are gone. Now Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But when the CIA found out, that lamb was sure to go. And as for the Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. But the New World Order carpet bombed them till he had just 10. And then they signed a big arms deal. Now he's got lots again. The Serbs have funny verbs and don't use vowels in their words. Change the names and fudge the dates for United Nations with United States. Said G8, IMF, World Bank. Put a fascist in your tank. Get a loan, then starve the poor. Then they'll let you have some more. That's the way the world is run. Gorbachev, what have you done? Cheers.
Thank you. diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seen cavaliers by name, your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, diggers all. Your houses they tear down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they tear down, stand up now. Your houses they tear down to fright your men in town, but the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all, with spades and hoes and ploughs. Stand up now, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs. Stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found, their vision so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, diggers all. The clergy they come in, stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedoms for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. The lawyers they can join, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they can join, stand up now. To arrest us they advise, such fury they devise, the devil in them lies and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, diggers all. Gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now, stand up now. Gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now. For tyrants they are both, in flat against their oath, to grunt us they are loath, our meat and drink and cloth. Stand up now, diggers all. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property, we do disdain. Any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. They did the murder, they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship this god they serve, the god of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords.
The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore. The Labour Party will not agree to having child benefits cut anymore.
We gotta have limbs, we gotta have limbs, we live. John Corla, the Taoiseach seems to think that the euro that is taken out of the pocket of families in the budget later this evening is a different kind of euro to the euro that's paid over to the banks. It's not. It has the same euro. It has a harp on one side and a little picture of Europe on the other side. And this idea that somehow it's different kind of money is just misleading people. As we're just about 5 hours away from hearing what pain is going to be inflicted on families in this country, cuts in child benefit, cuts in welfare, cuts in the pay of people paying it out, the kind of pain that's going to have to be inflicted on families to raise 4 billion. Can I ask you, Taoiseach, how many billion has already been paid over this year to the banks? How many billion of the people's money? As I read it, 4 billion has been paid to Anglo, 3.5 billion to Bank of Ireland, another 3.5 billion to AIB, and that's before we come to NAMA. So can you tell the people of Ireland, Taoiseach, before you take money out of their pockets this afternoon, how many billion has been paid over to the banks this year?